Okay, no. Okay, today is Daf Ayin Beis. We're on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. We're on the fourth line from the bottom. We're not going to go back to the whole Gemara, but we will redo the Mishnah at least. That we have to do. The Mishnah, we'll redo the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said like this. Amru lo, if people say to somebody else, guy's got a whole, his entourage, and the entourage says to the fellow, Nichtov get le'ishtecha? Should we write a get for your wife? And he tells him, yes, Sovo, write it. Do me a favor, write that get. Now, Amrula Sofer, they go now and tell a Sofer, V'kasav, and he writes it. V'amrula Edim, and they go tell Edim, V'chasmu, and they sign it. Aval pishet shekasvuhu, V'chasmuhu, V'nisanulo, even if they sign it, and write it, and sign it, and give it to the Baal, V'chasav V'nasnulah, and he gives it to her, hare get batal. The get is batal. Why is it batal? What? Because what? Why?
Because they're not Yishliach.
What do you mean they're not Yishliach?
He's supposed to tell.
Exactly, because it's a mealy problem.
Right.
Right? Mealy problem. And until sheyomer la sofer, until you say to the sofer, right? Ksov.
So he says to the sofer.
Until the husband says this over. Ksov, v'le'edim, chosmo. You write it, and to the edim,
You sign.
Sign. You sign it. Right? Now, the Gemara made a diuk. The Gemara made a diuk, and the diuk said that had the whole only reason why they get his puzzle is because he just said, write it. But had he said, tenu, had he said, tenu, you give it over, right? Had the husband said, should we write a get? Yeah, you, my entourage, you get this done. You make sure it gets done. Then that would have been good. Could, right?
But they have to do everything.
What? Because they have to do
everything. Because he said it.
Because he made sure
right?
Because he said it.
Right? So that's for Meir, who said, Mili is lo nimtzer el shliach.
Right.
Right? Well, what about the Sefer? The last five words. What? It's good.
That's why.
Right.
That's why it would be good.
That's
right. And what about the second half? The last line. The Gemara calls that the Sefer. The Gemara says the Sefer. Ad sheyomer l'sofer ksov u'le'edim chosno. No, you have to tell the guy. You're the sofer, and you're the edim. What's that? That's Rabbi Yossi, who holds Mili's no good. So now we ask the question. The Mishnah itself has two different authors. Unlikely. It's unlikely. It's unusual. So the Gemara said, yeah. There's no other way to explain it. Then we said, well, maybe the whole thing's a mayor. We rejected that. Then we said, maybe the Abai. One minute. Ella, Kula, Rabbi Yossi, he. Yeah. The whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. How could the whole Mishnah be Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi holds, Mili doesn't work. So how could the Reisha be Rabbi Yossi? How could that be? Right? The whole problem with the Reisha is the Diuk.
Right?
So how could that be? Ella kulor biosihi v'achol mayaskinon delo amar imru, where we don't hold from amar imru. Amar imru means that we said mili is l'mimsul l'shliach. Mili doesn't work. If I tell you to take care, to do the right to get, you can't have someone else write it because I only give you instructions and instructions can't be transferred. But I know you're not a sofer, so I tell you, I'm giving you the authority that you can have someone else do the actual writing because you're not a sofer. That's okay. That didn't happen here. Right? Delo amar imru. Right? Ihachi, if that's the case, then ad sheyomar amru imru miboyle. The Mishnah shouldn't have said that. The Mishnah shouldn't have said that. That's the flaw. That's the defect here. Right? What did the Mishnah say the defect is?
The Mishnah said, which one is
the ratio? The ratio.
Ratio did two things he didn't do. He didn't tell him to sign and he didn't tell him to give it.
No, what he said was, no. According to the Mishnah, what he said was, write the get.
He didn't tell him to do anything. They said, should we write? He said, yes.
Right, but the implication is, had he said, tenu, it would be good.
What about
right.
The signature?
Why would it be good? Because then he's authorizing them to do whatever they have to do to get it done.
Right.
That implies Mili's okay.
Right.
If Yossi holds, Mili's not okay. Yes, so the answer is, but what about Amr Imru? Amar Imri is another nekuda. Now the Gemara says va'od. Me mod Rabbi Yossi, but Amar Imru. Does Rabbi Yossi even agree that Amar Imru changes anything?
Right.
We said it does, but does Rabbi Yossi say it does? Vatnan, but we learned in a Mishnah, right? Vatnan, but we learned in a Mishnah. Kasav sofer ve'ed kosher. If you tell the sofer, right? If you tell the sofer, you write it, and the sofer becomes one of the edim also. You need to aid them, right? So sofer, why can't sofer be an aid? There's no reason why not. Sofer v'kosav sofer v'aid kasher v'amr birbia chasam sofer shaninu, right? What does it mean? Chasam sofer shaninu. What? Exactly. Also signed it. V'amr of chista masnis and mani. The Mishnah. Who said that? Who said that? Rabbi Yosihi the Amar mili lo mimtzeron l'shliach. Mili is not given, you can't say Mili.
Right.
So the husband had to have said, oh, you, Mr. Sofer, you can also be one of the eight, I don't mind. Right? The Isal Kadaitach Modi Rabbi Yossi Ba Amar Imru, but if Amar Imru is valid, right, then Nafik Mine Churva. It'll be a disaster. Why will it be a disaster? Because the Zimdin, the Amalahu Lashnayim, Amru Lasofer, the Yichtov, Vilaploni, Vyichtamu. I want you to write it. You guys let you guys sign it. Let him write it. Umishum kisuf with the sofer, and because the sofer is embarrassed that how come he didn't pick me to sign it? Just wants my sofer skills. He doesn't trust my aid disabilities, right? Because of that, he's gonna feel bad. Right, and they're gonna let him sign it. Ubal omar hachi. The husband never said that.
Didn't we have this reason before?
Yes, we did have this. Yes, we did. We did.
So why is it being repeated here?
Because we're just trying to prove that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Amar Imru. If you hold of Amar Imru,
then you might have this case.
This can never happen. Because then the husband doesn't care.
No, but if you hold of him, Amar Imru, then it could happen. That's what we're saying.
The Churban can't happen.
No, if you hold Amar Imru, this could happen. If you don't hold of Amar
Imru. Exactly. This can never happen.
Right.
Eli, you know what? The only way. Machvarta, Reisha, or Meir Vasef Rabbi Yossi. You're right. There's no way to make this Mishnah one person. Our Mishnah had to be two different people.
Right.
Okay? It's unusual. Now, if you remember, back a few days ago, the Gemara answered, no sofer is ever going to sign a get without being authorized by the husband directly.
Because he knows.
There's a rule in the Judaism that sofers are not asked to be edim. So he's going to be upset, he's going to feel bad. Doesn't happen. The Gemara asked that. The Gemara said that. So you have to figure out why the Gemara didn't give that answer here.
Right.
Ravashi Amar. No, I'll give you another answer. Kulu Rabbi Yosihi. The whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. The whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. V'lo mi baya ka Amar. And the Mishnah is written in stages. Lo mi baya. I don't even have to mention. The hecha de lo Amar tenu. Right. Our Mishnah, it didn't say tenu, but we imputed it.
Right.
That's for sure no good. Ela afilo Amar tenu lo. Even if it would have said tenu, it still wouldn't be good. Why? Because Imru's no good. Mili's no good. Velomi baya hecha de lo amar lebeit lasa. And for sure, if it wasn't said in front of three people, for sure it's not good. El afilu amar lebeit lasa, lo. And even if it's said in front of three people, it would also be no good. Why? Because Mili doesn't work. Right?
Also the sulfur issue.
What?
Also the sulfur issue.
He's one of the three.
He's one of the three, right.
So it could be a sulfur issue.
Correct. Velomi baya hecha de lo amar Imru. El afilu amar Imru. Namilo. Even if you say Amar Imru, also doesn't work, according to Rabbi Yossi.
Yeah, that's
why this Mishnah is so...
What?
He said, tell the guy himself. Rabbi Rabban said, yeah, that's what happens, Ms. Manazet.
Right.
They the husband's at work. He comes down from the lobby. Rabbi Rabban's there with two other people. You need three Jews. One of them is a sofer.
Right.
And the husband's instructed, you be the sofer. You two are the Edim. And you're also a shliach. One of the three could be a shliach also. The husband's never heard from again. And he's divorced. All the instruction taken care of by doing it like that. Lechatzchila.
He's actually talking to a bezdin.
He's talking to a bezdin. All the instructions are given to those people.
To the same bezdin.
He goes back to work. They give him a phone call. It's over. Amazing.
So he's telling the sofer to write it.
He tells the two aid. You're the two aid. You're the sofer. You're the two aid. and one of the three of you, whichever one's going to be, you're going to be the shliach.
So, so the eight of them are also the shliach?
That's what, you can have that.
That's not a problem.
That's not a problem at all.
Be the shliach to give to the woman.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Don't worry about
that. They sent him an email. By the way, you're divorced. And the guy doesn't care. He's not religious. Right? But the man, but she, maybe she is, whatever it is. The point is, it's all done kahalacha. It's amazing. Wow, amazing. All this daf is all followed. Right? You have run into problems.
I'm always forgetting. What's the other way that's not allowed? What's mealy? I tell you to
do. Mealy would be if one person showed up to the guy's office.
Yeah.
Right.
And he told this guy, you do it. Yeah, okay, fine, you do everything.
Right.
Now, he's not a sofer. He's only one person.
Tell him to do
so he has to pick Adim now. That's no good. The husband said, you can do whatever you have to do. Yeah. But it's mealy problems. So you have to bring three people to the office. You bring three people, it's all good. It's an amazing thing, no?
We're choshes for all these things,
right? It's a mahal machlokes, right? Who we paskin like?
We don't want any aggravation.
So we don't have any problems. Just bring three people. It's a little bit inconvenient. What could you do? This is the least inconvenient. It takes 2 minutes.
I'm sorry, that's how every single one is done.
Yeah, and so they're all done like that. Tani kavase deravashi twice. I was tani kavase deravashi. Ksav sofer.
Paid.
Ksav sofer lishma. Ksav sofer lishma. V'chasnu edim lishma. Right, it's written lishma. It's signed lishma. Afal pi shekasvu v'chasmuhu. Even though it's written and signed, v'nasnu lo. It's given to the husband. V'nasnu lo, and he gives it to her. Hare get batel, it's batel. Ad sheyishmu kolo. You have to hear the husband has to say it. Sheyoma lesofer, ksov, v'le edim chasmuhu. Right?
What happens if he's a deaf mute?
But what do you mean what happened? Didn't we have two blot on that?
No, we had that yesterday and the day before.
Yishmu, lafuke, what do they have to hear it for? Lafuke imanda amr modre biyotzi ba amr imru. We don't hold the amr imru. That could be a problem. And kolo, lafuke midrav kahana amr rav. Rav Kahana amr rav said that if he's a deaf mute, but he can write down instructions, that's okay. We don't hold like that. Right? We don't hold like that. Which means a deaf mute would be no good. Okay? End of that very hard Gemara. Now we're going to switch to the new volume. And.
So far, I couldn't finish the intent of the
moment. Yeah. In the Masifta, we're now on Chelek Hey.
Really?
Yes. It's the last one for Gittin. Now, a husband gives a get to his wife and says the following. Ready? Ze Gitech, this is the get, in Macy, if I die. This is the get if I die from this disease. This is your get after I die. Lo amar klum. Lo amar klum means it doesn't work. It's nothing. Why is it nothing? Why is it nothing? Engel achar misa. Right? Rashi says, Dimashma, it's mashma, the first Rashi in the Mishnah. Lishek ke'amus. When I die, this will be valid. The Ein Gel Achamisa. Good rule? Ein Gel Achamisa.
Except they have in the Israeli army to get off
my. However, Mehayom in Macy. The get is chal today if I die. Me'achshav in Macy. Or from right now if I die. Harei zeh get. That is a valid get. That's a valid get. And the Gemara is going, the next Mishnah is going to say, which we're going to get to tomorrow or later in the week, that once you write a get like this, you can't be together with her.
Right.
Right?
Because you're eventually going to die.
Because you're really going to, you divorce from retroactively. Right. So you can't be together anymore. That's what the Mishnah is going to say, which makes a lot of sense.
Exactly.
If you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. Right? Right. So the truth is, what's the difference between these two cases, Mehayom or Meyachshav? So it could be nafkamina, could be if you died that day, when and during the day, right? Okay. What about if you say like this? Mehayom ula achar misa. You say both. From today, after I die. So what is that? That's get ve'eno get. I'm not sure what that is. Yeah. So it's a suffake, right? It's a suffake. Now, ve'imeis, if the person dies, he still has to do chalitza. Because we're not sure if you're divorced retroactively, because you said mehayom ba'achar misa.
Right.
So we're not sure. So you have to get chalitza.
If the guy can do chalitza.
If the brother can do chalitza.
If he can speak.
V'emez choletzes v'lo mes yabemes. Chalitza, no yibam. Why? because we're not saying she's a widow, and we're not saying she's a divorcee. No, we're not sure. Right? It's a mamash safek. Right?
Well, she's definitely a widow.
She's definitely a widow. The question is, she has the halachic status of a widow. Right. Or she died, and now that her husband died, she's a gerusha. We don't know. It's a safek, this lashon, and therefore she can't get yibum. Ze giteich mehayom. Listen to this case. This is your get from today. If I die from this disease, v'amadi got better, v'halach bashuk, he went into the street, then v'chala v'meis, then he got a relapse and he died. So, omdin also, we evaluate. Im machmas choli harishon meis hareis again. If taka he died from that sickness, then the tanai was fulfilled and she was divorced from that day. V'imlav ain't a get. And if not, it's not a get.
Oh, it's a new sickness.
Ain't get la chamisa.
Get it by a car.
We're going to talk about that case. We're going to talk about that in a minute. I don't think that's today. I think it's tomorrow. Now we said in the first case of the Mishnah was that if someone said zegitech imesi, this is your get if I die lo amar klum.
Right.
Right. Alma, what do you see? Imesi is klach hamisa dami. If I die, that's after death. That doesn't count. One second. Then we said mehayom imesi. If from today, if I die, right? Me'achshav imesi, right? That is a good get. Alma, what do you see? Imesi lav klach hamisa dami. It doesn't imply after death. So it's not really a contradiction. Amar abaya im gezuntait imesi shtei lashonos mashma. It really means both. It can be both. It depends on the context. Mashma me'achshav. It could imply from right now. U'machshav mashma le'achamisa. And it could imply after death. Amale me'hayom. If he said from today, then it's kimanda amale me'achshav dami. It's as if he said it right now. Lo amale me'hayom. If he doesn't say from today, it's kimanda amale le'achamisa dami. It's as if he said it after death. Good? Then we said, zegitech imesi lo amar klum. Right? Zegitech, this is your get. Imesi, if I die, lo amar klum. That doesn't count. That's not a get. Why is it not a get? In get lachamisa.
Right?
And one second. Amar of Huna, or Huna now makes a statement which doesn't make any sense, really, and he says, v'choletzes. But she has to get chalisha. Right? Why does she have to get chalitza? Just in case that get was good. In case that get was good, she can't do yibum, because she's not a widow. She's now a divorcee.
But she's still getting the chalitza.
So we're not sure. So make sure she gets chalitza, so she doesn't have a zika to the husband, to the brother. Right? Make sure you get rid of that zika. Make him do chalitza. Now the Mishnah said, straight out, that it's nothing. It's not a get. What's Rav Huna coming up with this chumrah? She has to get chalitza. Right? What kind of chumrah is that? V'halo amar klum ketani. The Mishnah said, it's nothing. What's Rav Huna coming along with some chumrah? The Mishnah said, it's nothing. Right? So the Gemara answers, lo amar klum, you know what the Mishnah meant when it said it's nothing? Lo amar klum, the isura ba'alma, the isura la'alma. It's an iser. That's what it means, lo amar klum. It's an iser for her, right? Where am I? Lo amar klum, de isura la'alma, right? In other words, she can't marry anybody. Because we're not sure. Maybe
the get was good.
We don't know if the get was good. Therefore, v'libum nami isura. Therefore, she also has a yibum, therefore she must get chalitza.
Right.
You take a Mishnah that you think it's such a simple halacha, it comes along with Huna, no, it doesn't say that. Right? And therefore, you hear what's going on here? He said, your get is good after I die. The Mishnah says, that's nothing. It's not a get. In get achamisa. Rav Huna says, no, maybe it's a good get if we have to have chalitza. Maybe it's a good get, I'm not sure. So the Gemara says, one second. In the Sefer we had that case. Right, the Sefer we had that case. What was the Sefer? The Sefer, you said funny language. You said from today and after I die. So what is that? That sounds like it's both. So we're not sure what that is. That you need chalitza. Why? Maybe the get is good. That implies that in the Risha, there was no hak about it.
Right.
There's no hak, right? Vaha, but the sefer choletzes. In the sefer, we had this problem. Michlal, the beresha, yibumi nami yibayivma. She can even get yibum. You know why she can get yibum? Because that guy was not a guest. It was nothing. Right. The husband died.
We don't know.
What?
We don't know.
But in the Mishnah, the Mishnah didn't say a word. So what are you making up a problem for? The Mishnah itself didn't have it. The Mishnah had a problem with a funny case like that. We said both. The Mishnah, I'm not sure what to say about that. You must get chalitza. Because maybe she's divorced. And she can't marry the brother. But maybe she's not divorced. Maybe she can marry the brother.
Right.
So you know what? He has to give chalitza. We can't let him marry her. Once she's divorced, okay, so she can't marry a kohen now. Okay, fine. What can I tell you? But she has to get chalitza. Right? She can't marry anybody. Because right. Maybe there's a zika to this brother. Right? So she can't marry anybody. You have to get chalitza. In the ratio, we didn't have this issue. This didn't come up. So Gemara says, you're right. Masnitzan Rabbanon. You're right. In the Mishnah, there's no issue. There's no issue. However, Rav Huna, Damar Kirb Yosi, Rav Huna holds a Kirb Yosi. Which Rav Yosi? Not this Rav Yosi. There is no Rav Yosi in the Mishnah.
Right.
A different Rav Yosi in Shas. What Rav Yosi in Shas? Damar who says, Zmano shel shtar mochiach alav. The Zman of a get is mochiach a shtar. The zman of a shtar is mochiach, right? So Rashi says, look at the Rashi of Virav Huna Kirbiosi de Amar. Right, you see the Rashi? Mm-hmm. Hasam over there ain't otzarach, it's not necessary. De kasavar zmano shel shtar mochiach alav. The mehayom nasan lo es guf hakarka. Same kind of case. A guy gives it's not a get, it's talking about giving land. So you write up a shtar, and the shtar says January 1st. But he also said, after I die. So which one is it? Same suffix that like that. Which one is it? Is it from today? Is it only after I die? So Rabbi Yossi said, what is the shtar dated? The shtar is dated January 1st. The date itself supports when it happens. Are you telling me it's only after Misa? We're not sure, the suffix? There's no suffix. Dated January 1st. Well, what do you want? Right? Nasan la guf hakarka. I gave you the karka. Va'aperos, yochel, hubachayav. Dim lo nasan lo haguf me'achshav. Lama nechtos man b'shtar. What are you putting the date in for? If you don't want it to take effect now, why are you dating it? So the date itself? The date itself is mochiach.
Is that protocol to put the date?
What?
Is that a protocol to put the date in the shtar?
You don't have to. You don't have to. That's why it's a funny kasha, because the whole reason why you put a date in a get is for side reasons, right? In case,
yeah.
Like we said, if you're married to a relative and she was mizana, right. So you'll post-date it, pre-date it.
Yeah. Right.
So you put a date in for those reasons. Now that becomes a vital halacha in Hilchas Gittin, the date. That's a funny kasha on Rabbi Yossi, right? Right. So now, so because we're afraid you're gonna pull a fast one, right. That's a sign to get.
Right.
Now, date again. Now the date of the get, Rabbi Huna says,
becomes
critical. That's a funny thing. That's a kasha on Rabbi Yossi. Okay. Anyway, so what do you see according to Rabbi Yossi? The date itself beats any other conditions you made. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita.
So what he's saying is, even if you wrote until after I die, if it's dated today, she's divorced.
She's
today.
A suffix about it, at least. That's what Huna's saying. So I give my wife a get, and it's today, January 1st. But I say to her, this is chal after I die.
So what's the lachon the zman mashiach?
The date of the get itself creates when it's effective.
Creates the date.
Creates the date. Doesn't create the date. The date is the date.
It doesn't mean anything.
So it means something.
What does it mean?
We're not sure. We said before that the date means nothing. What governs? Your statement. What was your statement? This takes effect when I die.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Right.
Says Yosef, well, that's not true. There's a date on it. So what'd you date it for? Oh, so I'm not sure now. It's a suffix. Says Rav Huna Choletzes. She has to think it's a suffix. That's an avada, it's a suffix. That doesn't sound so crazy now.
So what you said in the beginning,
yeah,
meaning that from January 1st, he can't live with her.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. According to Rav Huna. According to everyone else, it's nothing.
It doesn't make a difference.
It's right. Nothing. It's not
so
a get.
According to Rav Huna, the language that he said at night doesn't matter. Not that it doesn't matter, it creates a suffix. It creates a suffix.
But in both cases, it creates a suffix.
Ain't a chanami. Ain't a chanami. So now we're gonna see in a minute. Right. Right. But in our Mishnah, this case is not a suffix. You can give her a get, you can have 100 dates on it. It's, if you say la'achar mitzah, it doesn't, it's not a get. Right. What are you talking about? Rabbi Yossi had a big problem with that. Right. It's a big shayla, it's a suffix. Now, the Gemara is going to say in a minute, yeah, but in that shtar, the condition was written in the shtar. Here, it's oral. I give you a get, it's dated January 1st, and I say, by the way, this doesn't apply till I die. So that's going to be a question now. Is that the same thing? Right? So we'll see that Rabbi Huna had a suffix about it, which is why cholatzes. It's all a suffix. Right? So, now the Gemara says, I Rabbi Yossi, Zman HaShashtar Mechiyach Halav. See, Rabbi Yossi, Chalitza Nami Lo Tiboy. This is your question. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it's 100% good get.
Right?
Because you dated it. And the date beats any conditions. So why is it good? V'chi Teva Misap Kalele Rav Huna Ib Halacha Rabbi Yossi O Ein Halacha Rabbi Yossi. Rav Huna wasn't sure. Do we hold like Rabbi Yossi? Do we not hold like Rabbi Yossi? Not sure. Especially by Gittin. Do we hold like this? I'm not sure. So, misafik, I'm going to make a chalitza. Umi misafkle, he didn't have a suffik. Rabba bar avua chalash. Rabba bar avua got sick. All the gabe Rav Huna Rav Nachman. Rav Huna Rav Nachman went to go visit. This is the same Rav Huna. Same Rav Huna. They went to go visit the sick person. Only Rav Huna Rav Nachman. So Rav Huna said to Rav Nachman, boy me name me Rabba bar avua. Go ask Rabba bar avua halacha Rabbi Yossi. Or in halacha. Go ask him. Do you hold like Rabbi Yossi or not? Go ask him. Amalei, time of Rabbi Yossi lo yadana halacha. I don't understand Rabbi Yossi. I should ask him if you hold like that. I don't even understand that shita. Amalei, listen. Ad boy minei, you just ask him. Halacha minei halacha v'halacha halacha. The time of Rabbi Yossi, I know I mean halacha. You ask him if you. I'll explain to you his svar. Just go ask him if you hold like that. So boy minei. So he asked him. Amalei hachi amar rav halacha Rabbi Yossi. We do hold like Rabbi Yossi. It's mashma that Rabbi Huna agreed with that.
Right.
So Rav Huna didn't have a suffix about it. So the Gemara says, no, Labasa Danafak, after they left, on the way back, Amalei, Haina time of Rabbi Yossi. Do you know what Rabbi Yossi's shita is? You know what his reason is? Very simple. Zman Oshel Star Mochiach Alav. The Zman proves everything. I don't care about what conditions. So why do you have to take a chalitza? She should be a complete divorcee.
Yeah, of course.
Right. The answer is no. El Mesapkale, the suffix was, E Amar Rabbi Yossi Bal Pet Elo. Here, the condition was oral. That condition not written in the get. The get dated January 1st.
Right.
But I said to him, by the way, but this doesn't apply till I die.
Okay.
In such a case, is the shtar mochiach? In the, Rashi explains, in the case by Baba Basra, where Biosi said this did by a field, the condition was written in the shtar. I'm giving it to you today, but I don't really want it to be chal till I die. Said to Biosi, the shtar, the date of the shtar beats that condition in the shtar. But here it's oral. So does that win, not win? I don't know about that. Right? Now, Amar, Elo Amar, right? Lumum Misapkale, does he even have a suffix about that? Vot now, but we learned, right? Vot now, but we learned, this is later in the week. Hareza Giteich, here's your get. Imlo Basi Mikad Vayud Beit Chodesh. If I don't return within 12 months, I don't return within 12 months, it's a valid get. Umeis Pesoch Yud Beit Chodesh. But he dies within the year. So, ain't no get. It's not a get. Why isn't it a get? He didn't return. He didn't return. Because he died. So why isn't it a get?
It should be a get.
What?
He didn't return.
So the answer is, you have to have the ability to return and not return. But if you drop dead, you didn't have the ability to return, it's not chal. Rashi says, in the second skinny line, the halo shav you get ad yud beis chodesh. The get can only be chal after 12 months. Since you died during the 12 months, in get lachamisa. Right? Havale get lachamisa. That's why. You said, if I don't come back within 12 months, it's a valid get. Which means that has to be a 12-month waiting period. I think I died in the middle. He's not coming back.
But you said within 12 months.
Right. So that means, what if he comes back on the last day? He could do that. And then the get would not be chal because the condition wasn't fulfilled. So you have to wait for 12 months. Right? V'tani Allah, Rabosenu hitiruha lehinasei. No, the Rabbanon allowed her to get married. They said that dying...
When?
During the 12 months. If the husband died. If the husband died,
right.
Well, he died. Right? He died. He's dead no matter what.
He's not coming back.
Not coming back. The question is she divorced or is she a widow? Right? The The rabbis said she can get married
without chalitza.
Without chalitza, right? What? Why? Why? Because the get was a valid get. The get was a valid get. Why? Because he made a promise. He made a condition. If I don't come back within, not coming back, he died. Right. So it's a machlokus about this issue. Right. Now, Vamri Man Rabbi Senu. Who? Who are the rab? Who are the rab? Exactly. Who are the rabbis? Who are we talking about here? Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel Bedina Desharu Mishcha. It's the same Bezdin that permitted the oil of a goy. Right. We're not allowed to eat the milk of a goy and the bread of a goy and the oil of a goy. They wanted to make a sin gzera. It didn't hold. It's a famous case where a gzera that people can't hold from doesn't is not a gzera. So they tried it. It didn't work. So they took it. It didn't take, right? It didn't work. So they removed it. They removed the gzera. That same, whoever they are, we're going to see in a minute who it is, those same rabbis, they're the ones who said, no. If the husband said, if I die within 12 months, if I don't come back within 12 months, and he died, he's not coming back.
Right.
So that's good. V'savra la kirav Yosi. V'savri la kirav Yosi. Right? And they hold like Rav Yosi. Right? Why? So why is that true? Why? What's the reason? Because v'savri la kirav Yosi, the Omar, zmano shel shtar, mochiach alav. The zman is mochiach. Right? Even though the condition was oral. So what do you see? He never suffic about it. So Ella, no. Misap, fine, he knew that Rav Yosi said that. Then that he knew about this. Ella Misapkali, Allah Kirbiosi, Balpe, Owen Halacha. No, his suffic was. Do we hold like that? I know he said that. Do we hold like that? Umi Misapkali? What kind of suffic was that? Va Amar, but we learned, right? Va Amar Rava. Rava said, Hareze Giteh, his yurget, im Mesi. If I die. Vishani Mesi. Or that I die. Hareze get. That's a good get. Why? Because we're assuming it's Mehayom.
Right.
Right? It's Mehayom. Kisha Amos. When I die. Or La'achar Misa. Or after I die. Ein zeh get. Exactly. So hey chidami. What exactly is going on here? Ile mada amala Mehayom. If he said this is chal from today, I need Rava for that. V'rabanan itzricho lememar. I need Rava to tell me that halacha. That's in the Mishnah. V'atnan, it's a Mishnah. Mehayom and meisi I raise a get. If I say from today, it's a good get. What's Rava telling me? What kind of big chiddush is Rava telling me? Ele must be lav delo amal mehayom. He didn't say that. He didn't say any v'hayom v'rabiosi. And yet, and it's Rabbi Yosi. Shma mina halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. That we hold like Rabbi Yossi. So what was Rav Huna's suffix? If we hold like Rabbi Yossi? The suffix was, well, Rav Pshitale. Rav said that. Al Rav Huna misapkale. Rav Huna wasn't sure. Rav Huna wasn't sure.
That's bothering that he said it verbally.
Yeah.
That's what's bothering.
Yeah. And do we hold like him? So the Rav said, of course we hold like that. Right? So Rav Huna said, good, you hold like that. You're Rav, you're entitled to say that. I'm not sure if I hold like that. I'm entitled to not be sure. Therefore, I say, choletzes. V'ibay yisema, or, you can give another answer. La'olam da'amal le'mehayom. No, what was Rav's chiddush? What was Rav saying? The Mishnah said that. V'rabanan. And we're talking about the conventional shita of the Rabbanan. V'hani lishni itrichalei. Rav was telling you these other lashonos are also valid. Sha'ani meis, that I die. Ki'im meisi, dummy. It's as if you said, if I die. And kisha'amos. When I die, it's kalacha misa dami. It's as if he said it after I die. That's all. Nothing else but that.
It gets no good.
What? So according to... Right, if you say in the future, it's good. It's no good. If you say it from today, it's good. What was Rav's big chiddush? The Mishnah said that? Yeah, the Rav just had more examples. That's all.
How come nobody says, if a guy gives a guest mehayom alacha misa,
right?
Asur lo mehayom.
We're going to have that. That's the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is going to say that. If he says that, they can't live together anymore, right? We can't live together anymore because they're going to really be divorced. The Gemara is going to have a whole hack. What if you see them together? Does that mean that he gave her a new kedushin? Did he not give, or he's just doing something he shouldn't be doing? What's the stat? What happens if that? Right. So that's going to be that tomorrow's daf. And then,
if that's the case, the entire idea of tonight is meaningless. Because it's the same thing as giving a get today or giving a get with this type of tonight. It's not
nothing. Right. It's a good point. So the truth is really tomorrow. It's tomorrow. We're going to get to that tomorrow. That's the next Mishnah on the bottom of Ein Gimel Amud Aleph. It says Lo Yisyachid Imo. You can't be. You can't have yichid with her anymore.
We're going to
get right. Right. So every time you make a tonight like that. You can make a tonight for 100 years. You can make a tonight like that. It's a crazy tonight. You know. So yeah, the soldiers do this. Right? If I die, then it's chal today. Right? And then when they come home, they rip it up. Right? Okay. The Ikka Damasnila Asefa. There are those that learnt this on the Seifa. Right? They learnt what on the Seifa? Rav Huna's idea on the Seifa. What did Rav Huna say? Rav Huna said that Rav Huna said that in such a case? In a case where a guy said, the get is chal after I die, chalita. Why? Because the shtar is mochiach, because they're whole like Rabbi Yossi. So, ikka demasni la seifa. Others learned this on the seifa. Zegi teich la'achar misa, lo amar klum. Say a get after misa, lo amar klum. Amar Rav Huna, lo divrei Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, chol etzes. Right? Right? So pshita. Right? Isn't that pashit? What's the pshita? What's going on here? Ze giteich l'achar misa, lo amar klum. From Rav Huna, l'divrei Rabbi Yossi, chol etzes. Right? Why is it chol etzes? Because... What? Because no, the reason why is because maybe l'achar misa means it was a tanai, and you really want to get to be chal from today, right? And if you wanted to be chal from today, it would be good. And the shtar says today, it's dated today. Same exact halacha. So pshita, isn't that pashat? Midaseifel or Rabbanan chol etzes, reishinam alu b'yosi chol etzes. In a similar case, the Rabbanan said that when you say both lashonos, it's chol etzes. We're not sure. If we're saying that Rabbi Yossi means that according to Rav Huna, Rabbi Yossi means the same thing. When a guy says, I'm giving you my get, and it's chal after I die. What he really meant was, it's a condition, because it's dated today. So it's the same thing as the Rabbanan. It should be chal etzes. Ma'adatema, I would have thought, Rabbi Yossi baha ki Rebbe svirulei, Rabbi Yossi, in such a case, would hold like Rebbe, the Amar Gita Ma'al Yahaveh. That's an excellent get. The Chalita Nami Lo Tiboy. You don't even need Chalita. Kamash Malan, the Lo Rebbe, Savalak Rebbe Yossi, for Lo Rebbe Yossi, Savalak Rebbe. What Rebbe? What Rebbe? I'll see you in a minute. Rebbe Lo Savalak Rebbe Yossi, Diktoni Kazer Get. Limute de Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Yossi Lo Savalak Rebbe, and Rebbe Yossi doesn't hold like Rebbe, Diktoni Kazer Get, Limute de Rebbe. Rebbe Mahi, what's Rebbe? What's Rebbe Shita? Dear Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Mehayom ula achar misa. From today and after I die. What did our Mishnah say about that case? Safek.
Right.
Get ve'eno get. We're not sure. Divrei Chachamim. Rebbe Omer, no, kizeh get. That's a good get.
From today.
It's a good get. Rebbe Yossi, and kizeh get, it's a good get. We all like that? Even Rabbi Yossi didn't hold like that.
Right, exactly.
Right? Rabbi Yossi, my he, what's Rabbi Yossi? Ditnan, kisvu, vitnu, get l'ishti. Listen to this. Kisvu, write a get, utnu, and give the get, l'ishti, to my wife. Im lo basi mikan v'yud beis chodesh. If I don't come back within 12 months. So now, what do you do now? Can you write it now?
Well, he's telling me to write it now.
What? So kisvu, b'tzalch yud beis chodesh. If I wrote it during the 12 months... V'nasnu l'acha yud beis chodesh, but I delivered it after the 12 months, ain't no get.
It's a get
yashim. I'm not sure what it is. It's not a good get. In other words, what did he mean by that? Did he mean that no, you can't, because you can't write, you can't do anything until after 12 months? Or, no, you can get everything ready, but you can't give it until after 12 months. So, that's the machlokas here. The first mandam was, you can't do anything.
How do you date it?
I don't know, maybe date it at the end.
You
right?
Have to.
Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, because that get, this is a good get. Why? Why is it a good get? Because the husband said, write it and deliver it, write it, period,
right.
And deliver it after 12 months. Right, where do you put the comma? write it. You can write it even now. You have 12 months to write it. According to the Chachamim, you can't write it during the 12 months at all.
You have to wait.
You have to wait. Kazeget, yeah. Oh, okay. Right? Yeah. Oh, fine. Very good. So that's exactly what's going on here. Okay? Next case. Zegitech mehayom imesi micholi ze v'amar v'halach pashok. So what, right? So then we said he got better, then he got sick again.
Right.
So they have to say, well, why did he die? Right? So Amar Rav Huna, Gito ki matanaso. Again, the same halacha like a gift. Ma matanaso, just like a gift. Im amad v'chazar, im amad. If the guy gives a gift in contemplation of death and he gets better, the gift has to go back. Right? He has a recovery. The gift. Av gito im amad v'chazar. So too again. If he gets better, it has to go back. Right? Uma gito, just like a get, afagaf de lo piresh, he didn't specify, but given the amar kisvu, afagaf de lo amar tenu, right? And we said the same thing. Af matana, same thing with the matana, right? Kivan the amar tenu, since he said tenu, afagaf de lo amar kanu mine, even if he didn't say to be kona it, but that's what he wants, because he's a shchid mira, same exact thing, right? Now, we'll just read the question, and then we'll get the answer tomorrow. Tanan, our Mishnah said, ze gitech mehayom, Im meisi michol lizeh v'amad, and he got up v'halach pashuk v'chala v'meis. He got up, he went to the street, then he had a relapse, and then he died. So what do? We evaluate. Well, why did he die? Was it from the first thing or from the second thing? But didn't we just say that if he gets better, the get is off?
Right.
So what is this Mishnah talking about? We just said if he has a recovery, the get's off. So what do you mean the get? What do you mean that we said, well, why did he die? From the first problem or the second? But he got better. So there's no get. You hear that question? Right? Omdenoso. Imachmas meis. Imachmas choli arishon meis. Hareze get. Imav eino get. 1 second. Viyamar imamar uchozer. Lomali umdena. Havri amad. He got better. He got better. So he got better. The get is off. Now you had a relapse. So that happens to people.
Maybe he wasn't disease free.
What? But then it wouldn't say amad. The amad means he got better. All right, ask the Gemara's question, and we'll answer tomorrow. All right, everybody have a very good day.